The Message, Look to God Each Day, by Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. By providing a daily sustenance, one day at a time, God is trying to teach us faith. Included in the Lord's Prayer is the petition, Give us this day our daily bread, Matthew chapter 6, verse 11, or Give us day by day our daily bread, Luke chapter 11, verse 3. I believe we would all readily acknowledge that we have needs each day that we want our Heavenly Father's help in dealing with. For some, on some days, it is quite literally bread, that is, the food needed to sustain life that day. It could also be spiritual and physical strength to deal with one more day of chronic illness or a painfully slow rehabilitation. In other cases, it may be less tangible needs, such as things related to one's obligations or activities in that day, teaching a lesson or taking a test, for example. Jesus is teaching us, his disciples, that we should look to God each day for the bread, the help and sustenance we require in that particular day. The Lord's invitation to seek our daily bread at our Heavenly Father's hand speaks of a loving God, aware of even the small, daily needs of his children and anxious to assist them one by one. He is saying that we can ask in faith of that being that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given. James chapter 1, verse 5. That is, of course, tremendously reassuring. But there is something at work here that is more significant than just help in getting by day to day. As we seek and receive divine bread daily, our faith and trust in God and His Son grow. Looking to God daily for our needs nurtures faith. You will remember the great exodus of the tribes of Israel from Egypt and the 40 years in the wilderness before entering their promised land. This massive host of well over 1 million people had to be fed. Certainly that number in one location could not long subsist on hunting game, and their semi-nomadic lifestyle at the time was not conducive to raising crops or livestock in any sufficient quantity. Jehovah solved the challenge by miraculously providing their daily bread from heaven, manna. Through Moses, the Lord instructed the people to gather enough manna each day for that day, except on the day before the Sabbath, when they were to gather enough for 2 days. See Exodus chapter 16, verses 19 through 29. By providing a daily sustenance, one day at a time, Jehovah was trying to teach faith to a nation that over a period of some 400 years had lost much of the faith of their fathers. He was teaching them to trust Him, to look unto Him in every thought, doubt not, fear not. Doctrine and Covenants, section 6, verse 36. He was providing enough for one day at a time. Except for the sixth day, they could not store manna for use in any succeeding day or days. In essence, the children of Israel had to walk with Him today and trust that He would grant a sufficient amount of food for the next day, on the next day, and so on. In that way, He could never be too far from their minds and hearts. Trust in the Lord. Solutions may come over time. Some time before I was called as a general authority, I faced a personal economic challenge that persisted for several years. At times, this challenge threatened the welfare of my family and me, and I thought we might be facing financial ruin. I prayed for some miraculous intervention to deliver us. Although I offered that prayer many times, with great sincerity and earnest desire, the answer in the end was no. Finally, I learned to pray as the Savior did. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Luke chapter 22, verse 42. I sought the Lord's help with each tiny step along the way to a final resolution. There were times when I had exhausted all my resources, when I had nowhere or no one to turn to at that moment. More than once I fell down before my Heavenly Father, begging in tears for His help, and he did help. Sometimes it was nothing more than a sense of peace, a feeling of assurance that things would work out. I might not see how or what path would be, but he gave me to know that, directly or indirectly, he would open a way. Circumstances might change. A new and helpful idea might come to mind. Some unanticipated income or other resource might appear at just the right time. Somehow, there was a resolution. Though I suffered then, as I look back now, I am grateful that there was not a quick solution to my problem. The fact that I was forced to turn to God for help almost daily over an extended period of years taught me truly how to pray and get answers to prayer, and taught me in a very practical way to have faith in God. I came to know my Savior and my Heavenly Father in a way and to a degree that might not have happened otherwise, or that might have taken me much longer to achieve. I learned that daily bread is a precious commodity. I learned that manna today can be as real as the physical manna of biblical history. I learned to trust in the Lord with all my heart. I learned to walk with Him day by day. Work through large problems in small daily bites. Asking God for our daily bread, rather than our weekly, monthly, or yearly bread, is also a way to focus on the smaller, more manageable bits of a problem. To deal with something very big, we may need to work at it in small daily bites. Sometimes, all we can handle is one day, or even just part of one day at a time. Let me give you a non-scriptural example. In the 1950s, my mother survived radical cancer surgery, but difficult as that was, the surgery was followed by dozens of painful radiation treatments in what would now be considered rather primitive medical conditions. She recalls that her mother taught her something during that time that has helped her ever since. I was so sick and weak, and I said to her one day, "Oh, Mother, I can't stand having 16 more of those treatments." She said, "Can you go today?" "Yes." "Well, honey, that's all you have to do today." It has helped me many times when I remember to take one day or one thing at a time. As you ask in prayer for your daily bread, consider thoughtfully your needs, both what you may lack and what you must protect against. As you retire to bed, think about the successes and failures of the day and what will make the next day a little better. And thank your Heavenly Father for the manna He has placed along your path that sustained you through the day. Your reflections will increase your faith in Him as you see His hand helping you to endure some things and to change others. You will be able to rejoice in one more day, one more step toward eternal life. Jesus Christ is the bread of life. Above all, remember that we have Him of whom manna was a type and symbol, the very bread of life, the Redeemer. And Jesus said unto them, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life." John chapter 6, verses 35 and 47 through 48. I bear you my witness of the living reality of the bread of life, Jesus Christ, and of the infinite power and reach of His atonement. Ultimately, it is His atonement, His grace, that is our daily bread. We should seek Him daily, to do His will each day, to become one with Him as He is one with the Father. See John chapter 17, verses 20 through 23. I bless you that as you seek it from Him, your Heavenly Father will grant you your daily bread. Note, from a Church Educational System Fireside given January 9th, 2011. End of the section, The Message, Look to God Each Day, by Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Read by Duane Case.